All right, so we're gonna start with the new sugi here about Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So it's in the Megillah on Vav Amud Beis. Okay, we might need it, right? It's a little confusing. The facts are a little confusing. Okay, all right. So the Mishnah is like this: Karo as a Megillah ba Adar Harishon. Vinis Abra Hashana Koronosa Ba'adar Sheni. Yeah. So you read they read the Megillah on Adar Rishon. Why would they do that? Vinis Abra Hashana. So what is a plain shot? Plain shot is not like the Yishalmi thought, right? Plain shot is what? It would seem that way. They read the Megillah. Let's say they read the Megillah and they didn't know yet that there was going to be another Sheni. Okay. But anyway, the Mishnah says you read the Megillah and Adar Rishon, and then there's an Adar Sheni. Koron osa b'Adar Sheni. So you have to read it again, another Sheni. Ein bein Adar HaRishon la'Adar HaSheni ela kriyas ha-Megillah u'matanos le'evyonim. And there is no difference between the first and the second Adar except for Megillah and matanos le'evyonim. What does that mean, Rashi? Ella mikra Megillah, kloma she'im asa'o barishon lo yatsa. Yeah. I mean, it's mashma from Rashi that this is the only one that b'di'evit is no good. The other ones, of course, you should do everything l'chatchila and other sheni. But if you happen to have done another rishon, only this one is no good. Okay. Let's see. There's a lot of points to take up over here. Whew. Okay, so let's see. What else have we got? Let's just try to get the facts straight. Okay. So now the Gemara says, yeah.
Now is it this one?
Kriyas Megillah and Matanos Levionim.
That's one thing, or that's two things.
Ein bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ella Kriyas Megillah and Matanos Levionim. She'im asa'u, if you did them both, I guess, barishon lo yatsa.
What do you mean if you did them both?
If you read the Megillah and you gave atas levionim on the rishon.
You're saying that if we know that if you did each one separately, you wouldn't have done anything. You have to do it together.
No. I'm saying if you did them another rishon, you got to do them again another sheni. Okay. Okay. Ha'le'inyan seder ha'parshios zevezeh shoven. So the implication from the Mishnah is clear that there's something else out there that they are the same for. Right? Because they're saying that the difference between Rishon and Sheni is, and it's very specific, Ein Ella, only this. Right? Megillah and Matanos Levionim. So that means there's something that they're shoving for. So what is that something? Seder Parshios. So what is Seder Parshios? So you have Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh. Yeah. And those are Nohogin Be'adar. So they're shoving that what? She'im Koram Barishon, Ein Sarach Lachzor V'Likros B'Sheni. Okay. Okay. All right. I mean, you know, you really should. I understand if you had to get up and get another Gemara off the shelf. You can say, I'm just tired. I can't do that. But it's just a matter of turning another, what, 20 pages? 23 pages? 22 pages? So anyway, so let's do that and see what the Parshios are. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I just feel that knowing what the Parshios are will probably enhance our ability to understand the rest of the Sugya, at least in terms of the parshas. So what are the parshas? That's my light Musar touch. Okay, so what's the parshios? So it's like this: Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachal Yos B'Shabbos Korin B'Parsha Shkolim. That's what the Mishnah says. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so that Shabbos you read Shkolim. Why do we read Shkolim? Rashi lohodia sheyaviu shikolehen ba'adar kidei sheyakrivu be'echad b'nisan mitruma chadosha. So the korbanos, what are the shkolim? The shkolim are every year you bring the machzis shekel, and they use that money to bring the korbanos for the tzibur. That's from the truma salishka. So you want to bring every year korbanos from that year's shkolim. So they start collecting in Adar to use that money for Nisan. Okay, so now what? So if it's on Shabbos, so you start you read Shkolim on Shabbos. Everybody's got a full month, got the month ahead of them to make their donations. And if it's Pesach HaShabbos, Makdimin L'She'ovar, U'mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres. So if it's going to fall out in the middle of the week, if it falls out in the middle of the week, so then what do? You makdim it a week early to the Shabbos before. Okay? And you take off one Shabbos from any special maftir. You go back to the regular maftir for the next Shabbos. So I think this year would be like that. That would be whatever maftir is normal for the Shabbos after the Shkolim. If it was on Shabbos, then you'd have four special parshios in a row. You have the Shkolim, and then the Zohar, and then the Parah, and then the Chodesh. But now we're makdim one earlier, because we're going to read it before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So then the Shabbos after the next Shabbos, you go back to the regular Seder of Maftir. No, because you'll do the next three after that. Well, let's see. Bishniya is Zohar. You'll understand in a second. Why is the second one Zohar? Because Rashi. Mafsikin l'Shabbos haba milomar parsha shnia kidei she'tikra parsha zocher b'Shabbos ha'smucha l'parm lismoch mechias ha'molik l'mechias ha'homon. So now, as if you did shkolim, so if shkolim is on Adar, if shkolim is on Rosh Chodesh Adar, if the first of Adar is on Rosh Shabbos, so then you do shkolim, right? Then the next Shabbos will be what? Will be the eighth day of Adar. Right? Then you do Zohar, because Purim is going to fall out in that following week. Because the next Shabbos will be, what? The 15th. But there'll be Yud Dalet already on Friday, so they'll be doing Purim already on Friday. Most of the places. So you want to have Zohar before Purim. Right? You with me, Matt? But if you had to be makdim shkolim, so if you do zohar the next week, that'll be too early. It'll be a week early. You still have you'll have another Shabbos. That won't be the Shabbos prior to Purim. It'll be two Shabbos prior to Purim. So you skip a week so that your zohar will always be the Shabbos before Purim. Okay. So that's the first two parashas. Right? So the first parsha is Shkolim, because in Adar they collect the Shkolim to get them ready for Nisan. And the second parsha is Zohar, and that's clearly related to Mechias Molech and Mechias Haman.
You might be reading Shkolim,
that's right.
If it's not,
that's right. That's right. You mock them. Right.
Why can't you move forward?
Because you want to collect the full Adar. They want to remind them, they want to give Adar is the time they collect the shkalim, so you want to give them notice before Adar starts. Okay.
When did they stop collecting shkalim?
When did they, you mean, is there a time that you can't give it anymore? I don't know. He says this man was, I'm not sure when the latest thing is. Now, Bishlishis is Paraduma. So that's the week after Purim. So that's Paraduma. Why? Because they have to be Metaher to do the Pesach. Lahazir es Yisrael Letaher Shiyasu Pischein Betara. Right. And Berevius is Achodesh Hazelochem. Why? Because that's the parsha of Pesach itself. I mean, you're right. Para and Chodesh are a little bit ahead of time. Right? Para and Chodesh are a little bit ahead of time. They're going to be... before Nisan, you'll be reading Chodesh, right?
Right. The Chodesh Yitzeh has to come before Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it's
Chodesh Yitzeh. Right. Okay. Anyway, then they go back to the regular things. Okay, so anyway, so now, so our Gemara is saying that what? Rashi explains, She'im Koram Barishon Ein Tzarach Lachzor V'Likros B'Sheni. I ought to imagine how they could read all four of them by accident. How late can they be ma'abed the Chodesh? I mean, the Shana. But I guess if Nisan, if it's before Adar, if Adar is during the week, so they'll be mocked in that one. Then they can get Zohar. Hard to see the last two. Because how much, right before Nisan, how much time can they, I don't know. But anyway, but it's saying if you did them in Adar Rishon, it's good enough. You don't have to do them again.
Yeah,
okay?
No, that's the only mitzvah that's the difference. Under other mitzvahs?
Like?
Shavuot's part?
Yeah. That's a good question. We'll take that up after this part. I mean, the Ron and the Tosus, and they go into that.
Isn't that exactly what it said?
That what?
That they would be mitzvah?
Well, it doesn't. I mean, that's the funny thing. It says... it mentions Megillah and Matanos Levionim. It says, in terms of that, they're different. And then it says, oh, so what are they the same for? Parshios. But what about the Sudas Purim? It just leaves it out of the whole discussion. Right?
That should be part of the
and shouldn't it say Hesperus Tainus now also?
Hesped and Tainus, yeah, where is that coming from? That's in the Brisa?
Yeah, that's...
that they don't ask it right away. That's another thing that should be. It's not a question. No, it's not a question. It's fine to mention it. Right. Right. Well, I mean, how do you know that this Mishnah is talking about Hesped and Tainus? Maybe just talking about Hesped and Tainus. Hesped and Tainus is not a machlokas, right?
Right.
All right, let's see. So the Gemara tries to figure out who this Tan is, right? We don't really need to go through all the complications, do we?
No.
Let's get the Shitas. But what are the Shitas? So the Shitas are like this. They're saying it can't be the Tan of Kama, and it can't be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and it can't be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so what's the Brisa? It says like this. Koros HaMegillah Bada Rishon Vinis Abra HaShana Koros HaBada Sheni. So this is Tanakama, right? It's exactly like our Mishnah, basically, right? Up till now it is. Shekol mitzvah sheno hagos b'sheni no hagos b'rishon. Chutz mi mikra megillah. So the Tanakhama says, very similar to our Mishnah, but he leaves out Matanos Levionim, right? That's the only difference? Now Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein korun oso ba'adar hasheni. Radical. You don't read it in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvah sheno hagos b'sheni no hagos b'rishon. On the contrary, he says, everything that is in the Sheni is in the Rishon. Strange expression. Okay. So it's certainly not like our Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, apparently it's two Tanayim according to Rabbi Yossi, Af Koron Osah Ba'adar HaSheni. That you do read it in other Sheni. Shekol mitzvah shenahagos b'sheni, inahagos b'rishon. So it's very similar to the Tanakhama, right? Meaning you have to read it again. Tanakhama says read it again, and Rosh Hashanah says read it again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi says, do it, you don't read it again. Okay. V'shavim behesped v'tainas, shasurim b'zeh b'zeh. So those are the shitas. So now the Gemara is analyzing it. It says, what do you mean? What's the machlokas? The Tanakhama sounds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right? Because they're both saying you have to read it again in other Sheni. So what's the difference? So Rav Papa says, Seder Parshios ikabeinayu. Seder Parshios is the difference. Why? The Tanakhama sovereign l'chatchila b'sheni. V'i Ovid b'rishon Ovid. Bar mi mikra megillah. Dafagav dekor b'rishon kor b'sheni. So, now it's going through everybody's shita, right? So what's the machlokas? The Tanakhama says, what? That by the parshas, correct?
Same.
That lechatchila you should read them in the Sheni. And if you read them in the Rishon, then it's good. Right?
Okay.
So he holds b'di'eved, the parshas are good if you read them in the Rishon. It's only the Megillah that has to be read again in the Sheni. Is that right? And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi says, even everything is l'chatchila in the Rishon. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even the Parshios you have to read again. Yeah, how do they get that? Where do they see that difference in the Parshios? Because he says, "Kol mitzvah shen hagos b'sheni, hagos b'rishon, chutz mimikra megillah." That's Tanakhama, right? So it means there is something that's no egg in the Rishon. So it must be the Parshios.
Was the person said the end shavim in the hesped of tennis? Is that qualifying everyone?
Everybody.
Okay.
Right. So now here's how the Gemara goes. In other words, the Tanakhama says. Koros and Megillah by the Rishon and Sarbashana Koronos by the Sheni. So if you read the Megillah in other Rishon and then it turns into another, then there's another Sheni. So you have to read it again. Why? Shekol mitzvah shenhagos b'sheni nohagos b'rishon. There's something that is noheg in the Rishon, but it's not Mikra Megillah. So what is it? Must be Parshios. So he would hold, if you read the Parshios and Rishon, you're good. But Megillah you have to do again. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi says, everything is in Rishon. So that's clear. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, everything is in Sheni. El kol mitzvos hanogos b'sheni ein hanogos b'rishon. So in other words, that's clear. So what is the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel arguing about? Must be the Parshios. Because they agree on the Megillah, And Tanakhama says everything really is in the, everything of the Shani is in the Rishon. And Rav Shimon says everything is in the Shani. So what's the everything? Must be the Parshios. Tanakhama is saying that the Parshios are no Hagos in the Rishon. And Rav Shimon is saying nothing is Noach in the Rishon.
Why do they say everything instead of Parshios?
That's a good question. Okay, we good? Pshat? Pshat's not solid. There are a couple of problems in the pshat, but it's pretty good. We got the main idea here. Now the Gemara wants to know who our Tana is, right? So let's see. If it's the Tana Kama, so you have one question is Matanos Levionim. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, because our Tana says Matanos Levionim have to be done in Shani, and this Brisa doesn't mention it. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, that's impossible. It's impossible. Because he says, don't read it again. And if it's Rishon Ben Gamliel, then what about the Parshios? Yeah, so what do you guys think? What's the best bet?
Tanakhama.
Tanakhama, and you'll say, when he says Megillah, Hu Adin Matanos Levionim? Dehabat Alya. Okay, so there's a Gemara earlier. The Rabbeinu Chananel quotes it. That even when they're mocked him in the Kfarim, right? You have the Mikra Megillah Nikreis is in all those days. Yudalef, Yudbeis, Gimel, Yudalef, right? So even when they're mocked him, and they read the Megillah early, they do Matanos Levionim at the Megillah reading, because the Aniyim are expecting it when they hear Megillah. They expect to get Matanos Levionim. Okay. Einei ha'aniyim nasuos lemikra Megillah. So their simcha of Purim is going to be when they get the money that they associate with mikra Megillah. That's the simchas aniyim. So it's not hard to see that the Tanakhama really would include mikra Megillah and Matanos Levionim. Because they're totally on each other in the eyes of the Aniyim, at least. V'ibay Zema, you could really say another way. It's really Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. And the Mishnah has to be read like this. Ein bein arbasa sheba adar harishon liyudal sheba adar sheini ela mikra megillah umatan zevionim. Okay. It's interesting, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't say anything about Matanos Levionim either, right? So you have to use that answer anyway. Correct? Haligin hespid v'tayna zevzeh shoven. V'ilu seder parshios lo mairi. But he's just not, the Mishnah's just not talking about seder parshios. Okay, fine. What's that?
It's a real force.
Fine. Okay. So anyway, now that we've emerged from this thicket, let's see if we can get some svaras going over here. So the Gemara is fascinating. It says like this. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchos HaKarav Shimon Gamliel, She'omar Mishum Rabbi Yossi. So what does that mean? Halachically speaking, Rashi, da kol mitzvos ka'omar. No. That we hold what? Everything is in the Shani, right? Everything is in the Shani. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shneem mikro echad darshu. And where did they get this? What's the machlokas based on? Who? The two who? There are three sheets, isn't there?
Yeah.
So it means there's only two positions in terms of Mikra Megillah, right? Whether Mikra Megillah is Shani or Rishon. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Rishon. And Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel both say it's Shani.
Yeah.
So what is that machlokas based on? It's based on a pasuk. Interesting. So it's not what? What can we say it's not right away? It's not a calendar question, right? It's not like a question, will the real Adar please stand up? Right, it's not which is the real Adar. It's a local Megillah question. Well, what's the question? Let's see. Mikra echad darshu. What's the pasuk? Bechol shana v'shana. That the Megillah should be read every year. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Bechol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana Adar Samach l'shvat. So read the Megillah every year. So there should be some consistency in how you read the Megillah, it would seem. I'm not sure if that's part of the drasha of the Kol Shana V'Shana, but every year should be the same. So just like every year, when do you read it in the Adar that's next to Shvat. So to here, read it in the Adar that's next to Shvat. Adar Rishon. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I agree. B'chol Shana V'Shana should be the same every year. Just like every year you read it in the Adar that's close to Nisan. So too here you should read it in the Adar that's close to Nisan. So that's not getting us anywhere. Right? That's not getting us anywhere. So now the Gemara says, Bishlomo Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi Mestaver Taima. His reason is Mestaver. Why? De'ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. We have a principle. Rashi, Mishebo liyodi Akdim lasos. When a mitzvah comes to my hand, I will do it early. Dohachi tani, tanya b'mechilto. Ushmartem es ha matzos. Im ba mitzvah liyadacha al tachmitzena. It's a drasha. Don't let it turn to chametz. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, makes sense. Because of Eimavir and al mitzvos. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? He wants to have Geula close to Geula. That's Adif. Purim and Pesach. Yeah, but this whole thing makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are they getting it from the Pasuk? Are they getting it from Yom Avir? Where are they getting it from? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Right. What's the combination of the limud and the taima of the limud? I mean, what's the combination?
It's not a full drasha.
Interesting. Interesting Tosfos of Aviron and Stava Taima Deim Aviron. Yeah. Okay, that's a good question. So the question is, what does Rabbi Eliezer mean by lichatchila? Does he mean that b'di'evit, if you missed it, you could say it in Sheni or not? Sounds like that to you, right? Yeah. But luckily we have the Rishonim who... no, it's a question. It's a good question. I mean, I think it's the Ritva. The Ritva or the Rashba. They entertain the possibility. But they seem to conclude that it's not. That he doesn't really mean lichatchila in the lichatchila b'di'evit sense. But that he means, just like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say, you're not Yotzi another Rishon, he holds you wouldn't be Yotzi another Sheni. But it's a question, the Ritva, I think it's the Ritva. He leaves it, he's not 100% sure about it. He's not 100% sure. So we have to deal with all these things. It's a messy sugya. We have to try to unravel these strands over here. So let's just try. The problem with a sugi like this is there's just too much going on, right? You got to find some solid ground to stand on from where you can, view the rest. You have to have some ikkar, something that's a foundation. You can't just keep juggling every all the bits and pieces and hope that they're gonna figure out how they go together. I mean, you gotta say, okay, here's the corner. Let me try to build out of this. You gotta find something that you can hold on to. And all right, if you try and it doesn't work, so try something else to start with. But you gotta have something that you're saying, here's an idea that's solid that I can try to use to build up from. So let's see if we can pick something out of here. Interesting. Let's just finish the whole thing. It's just to be complete. Let's turn over every piece. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Omar, time to Rishim ben Gamliel mehacha. He gives a different possibility from Rishim ben Gamliel. Apparently, he didn't like the problem. He thought there was a problem of Amar Viren. It's going to make his drasha of Kol Shana V'Shana weak. So he said, no, we had a different drasha, really. Dichsiv l'kayim es igeres hapurim hazos hashenis. To establish the letter of this Purim, the second one. So it means dafka chodesh hasheni. So this drasha is clear. See, what's not clear about the first drasha is it like a combination of Shana Vishana and the principle of Ein Ma'aviren? Did Mordechai actually have something in mind? Or did they just figure out what to do? Here it's clear that according to the second drasha, the Megillah is being koveya, which of the Adars it is. Right? It's not like Anshei Knesset Gadol said, be consistent and you decide what's the best consistency. After Shvat or before Nisan. That's not... What kind of a drush is that anyway? Right? So here it's clear. It's saying this second month. Now here, but the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara says, v'itzrich l'michtav hasheni, v'itzrich l'michtav b'kol shana v'shana. You see, it's very interesting. Even if you're going to go with this pasuk of Hashenis, you can't deny that there's something that B'chol Shana V'Shana is telling you. That's what's interesting. Why? Why do they need to forget? Just forget about B'chol Shana V'Shana. No, you can't. B'chol Shana V'Shana is definitely saying an essential concept in this whole halacha. And if we just had B'chol Shana V'Shana... All right, then, of course, you have the problem of the kasha of Ein Ma'aviren. So that's why you need Shenis. But why can't you just have Shenis? Listen to this. Because you might say you have to read it twice. Komash molon b'chol shana v'shana. Got it? So here's another use of that word batchila, and it really means that's the halacha itself. Now you might have thought, what's the halacha? Read it twice. Komash malon b'chol shana v'shana. So the truth of the matter is, to me, that last havamina is the most instructive in just getting a sense of what's going on over here. But what do you say? Any? What do you think about this whole story here? What is B'chol Shana V'Shana? I mean, what does he mean? What does that mean, B'chol Shana V'Shana? What story? You might have thought it was just a one-time mitzvah. The mitzvah. What mitzvahs do we have that's not annually? I mean, a mitzvah like this, of course, is called Shana V'Shana. Well, what is it in the Ma'it or Marda or something? I mean, the Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvos is also very instructive here. What is the premise of Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvos? Take a look at this Tosfos over here. See the Tosfos Mistaver? Very interesting Tosfos. Sorry. He's like this. Mikan kasha lahadam rina beperek ezehu mekoman. I must admit, I didn't look up this Gemara, okay? So it's like this. Bigemara dekomar shiori adam hayashofech hayisod ma'aravi shalom izbeach. So the Gemara says that you spill out the leftover blood on the foundation of the western side of the Mizbeach. The western face of the Mizbeach. Okay? That's the outer Mizbeach in the Zohar. V'dayek taima damakro el yisod Mizbeach ha'ola. So whatever the diak in the pasuk is, but they were medayek from the pasuk, then how do you know you do it over there? I'm sorry, they were medayek, and they say, how do you know you do it in that spot? They learned it from a pasuk. That's the point he's trying to make. He says, v'kasha hasam lamalikro. But you're telling me now you can use principles like Ein Ma'avirin to learn things out. So what do you need the pasuk for? Tepikle de Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Why can't you just learn it from the fact that we have a principle of Ein Ma'avirin ala mitzvos? Ukishehu yotze mi pesach ha-heichal shehu me'erev b'yiso me'erev Rushu Marav Biyasod Maravi who did Pogab Erasure. It was when the Kohen is coming out of the Heichal from doing the Avoda. So where does he come? Where does the spot that he hits first? The western side of the Mizbeach. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me? Spill out the Shiri Adam in the western side of the Mizbeach. That's the first part of the Mizbeach that he would encounter. So I should know already from Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos that that's where he should have to do it. Okay. V'yesh mefarshim de'lo shayach l'meimar Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Listen to this. Elahecha shiyesh lefon of shtei mitzvos. Shiyesh lo lasos kodem oso she'depogah bereisha. Like Rashi says. That, well, that's actually the Rashi's book. Now, some say Ein Ma'avirin means choosing between two mitzvos. So you can't say, well, I got this mitzvah, came to me now, but I have a bigger mitzvah that I can run to if I go there, and I leave this one. So Ein Ma'avirin means don't leave one mitzvah in order to do another mitzvah. Do the mitzvah that you encounter first. Right? Like a no-sick mitzvah kind of a thing. Right? But this is before being osik. This is telling you that you not only when you're osik in one mitzvah, but you have to engage actually the one that you're closest to, that you encounter first. So then you can say that's why you can't learn from Ein Ma'avirin which wall to put the dam on. Right? Elahecha sheyesh lefan of shtei mitzvah v'ze'eino tohachalek ele mitzvah achas. But you see that that's wrong. Because by Megillah, there's only one mitzvah. V'afilu hachi mefarish taima mishum dein ma'avirin. So you see from this Gemara that even though there's one mitzvah, we apply the principle of Ein Ma'avirin. So over there, why couldn't they apply the principle of Ein Ma'avirin? Now let's take the analogy seriously. Exactly. You could have done it on either one. Meaning that there's one mitzvah, like spilling the blood, the Shiori Adam on the Mizbeah, on the Yisodah Mizbeah, and there were two Mekomos that you could have done it in. Logically, two Mekomos you could have done it in. Or by the Mizbeah 4. But Ein Ma'avirin is going to be koveya, which of the two or of the many to do this very mitzvah in. So what's the answer then? So then why couldn't you learn it for over there? Anybody want to guess?
I mean, I think you have a pasuk straight out that says it's a religion.
That's the question. What do you need the pasuk for? So he gives two answers. One is, without the pasuk, then it would be only l'chatchila, you would say, in ma'avir na mitzvos. But you wouldn't know that it's no good b'di'evid. And the second answer is a better answer, I think. If it was Ema Aviren, you wouldn't know the Yesod. You would just know the Mizbeach. But the Diak is to tell you the Yesod of Mizbeach. So you don't. You really could have used Ema Aviren for which side of the Mizbeach, the one you're pogea first. You got to look at the Diak in the Gemara there. But anyway, we'll come back to that in a minute. So what do you see from here? There's one mitzvah that could have had two places. So what's the one mitzvah? Chaim, this is where you come in. What's the one mitzvah? More. I need more now. Before I needed less, now I need more. It's right there. B'chol Shana V'Shana. Right? In other words, it's an annual Hazkara Sanes. That's the Yisod, that's the Ikar of the mitzvah. It's an annual mitzvah. It's a B'chol Shana V'Shana mitzvah. That's the nature of the mitzvah. It's not like Karban Pesach or Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. That's not an annual mitzvah. What is that? That's a mitzvah of the Kedushas Hayom of Tesvav B'Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or the 10th day of Tishrei, the 15th day of Tishrei. Those are not annual mitzvahs. You understand? There's a Kedushas Hayom that says the identity of Tesvav Nisan demands Seder. Asara B'Tishrei demands Yom of Inui and Yom of Kippur. It's not that we have to have it once a year and we have to figure out the most appropriate way to express it. But the Gemara is saying that the Megillah is really more like that. It's a B'chol Shana V'Shana mitzvah. There's no Kiddushas Hayom of Yud Dalet B'Adar that demands, then it would be a calendar question. If there was a Kedushas Hayom of Yud Dalet Adar, now we just need to know which is the essential Yom that really is, according to the calendar, Yud Dalet Adar. As if Pesach fell out on Adar instead of on Nisan, that's the question we'd have to work out. Which is the one that has the Kedushas Hayom? We have to figure that out somehow. But you wouldn't use an Ein Ma'aviren Svara. Ein Ma'aviren presupposes that either one is equally good. And we have to have a choice. We have to make a choice based on expediency. But if there's only one Yud Dalet Adar that has Kedushas Hayom, you can't say, well, it's got to be this one because it's the first one I came across. That doesn't make any sense. If you're looking for the right key, you can't say, well, take the first one you find, because they might be in all mitzvahs. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. Right? That was your question. But you see, this seems to be the assumption of the whole sugya, that in the mitzvah of being, of the events of the Megillah, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv b'chol shana v'shana. And you just and the way that the mitzvah is accomplished is through the yom that expresses the idea of the events, through a day that's associated to the ideas of those events. Any yom that has the shem Yud Dalet Adar equally expresses and is appropriate for the Mikra Megillah, because it's the day, it has the identity of the yom that the story is about. So it brings to mind it brings to mind the reality of the events. We never relive a day. We never really relive a day. That's silly, right? You can't ever return to your birthday in reality. Certainly not when you're 20 years old, right? That day is gone, over, finito. It will never return. The day doesn't come back every year. Right? It's just a fiction. We just say, oh, this day has the same name that we named the day that I was born on. So it reminds me of that event on an annual basis.
There's a saying, this is right. The first day of the rest of my life.
It's funny, I had a teacher who used to say, it's not your birthday, it's the anniversary of your birthday. But so it's mazgir. See, that's not what a what were we saying? Yeah. But that's not the idea of the other Yom Tovim. That's what Kedushas Hayom is. Kedushas Hayom means that the Chachomim make the Chodesh, and now that Chodesh has a reality. Each year, there's a Mechayev on the Yom that the Chachomim were Koveya as this day. We're not doing it as an anniversary kind of a thing. It's not an anniversary. All the other Yom Tovim are not the same kind of idea. That there really is a halachic reality of Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim, that the Yisrael is Mekadesh, that's what the whole Kiddush HaChodesh is. It's a new month. And every month that you encounter that has Kedushas Hayom of Yud Dalad Nisan, you have to be marked with the carbon, Tetzvah of Nisan, you have to do the Seder. It's of course, why do they pick that day? Because it reminds you of Hayom, reminds you of the ideas. But those are intrinsic mechayvin in the Yom. Apparently there was a Havamina that Megillah would be like that too. If you didn't have B'kol Shana V'Shana, and you just had Hashenis, there was a Havamina that it was a Kedushas Hayom. And you'd have to read it twice. But B'kol Shana V'Shana is telling you it's not an Inyan of Kedushas Hayom. It's an Inyan of annually, and now it's telling you which one in the annual is the best one to use to express the idea.
We don't know why it's the best
one. That's a good question. According to the second drush, we don't know why it's the best. So let's just review quickly. There still are some loose ends hanging out. But, and this really begs your question of what if you did it in the second one? What if you did it on the other one? Would it be good or not? It sounds like there's still something, right? But now we can understand a little bit why the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi makes sense. It seems like they're learning. I think one of the Rishonim mentions it like this in this way also, that when the Megillah is telling you it's an annual event and it doesn't tell you which one, so Memela it's relying on Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. Since it's annual, and each day is appropriate. Then that's your drusha right there. In other words, how does the drusha work out with the Ein Ma'avirin? Because the drush is telling you it's annual, it's not a specific day. But it's once a year on you have a chiyuv to mention the nes. So memela means, since they're equal, it would mean that they were telling you to do it memela. You know you have to do it on the first one. And that's Tosa's question. That you see from here, once, in other words, B'chol Shana V'Shana is setting it up, telling you what kind of a reality it is. It's a reality like two sides of the Mizbeach. And now Ein Ma'avirin is Koveya, which of the possibilities. So that's Tosa's question. So you see over here, that's how it's working. It should work over there that way too. It allows you exactly to apply Ein Ma'avirin. It allows you to apply Ein Ma'avirin. Yeah. Okay, but this is, I mean, we just needed to get into this, you know what I mean? Like, you got to get into the right way of looking at things over here. now we can start hammering out some of the details a little bit better. We've got to take care of, we should think this through a little bit more. And then the issues we've got to take up are the various machlokasin over here regarding Suda and Hesped and Tainus. Okay, basically you have a couple of interesting machlokasin here. With regards to Hesped Vatainus, well, first of all, you have the question in the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi had a funny havamina, that if you did it under the belief that it was the only Adar, you would be Yotze. Not sure where they got that havamina from, because the Yerushalmi just says, well, the Mishnah says the opposite. So, at the end of that one. But there was a havamina over there. It's interesting, the Ron quotes that. And then you have another question. When we said Hesped Vatainus, so you have Machlokas in the Rishonim. The Ron says every year, that's the way we're knowing, every year, no matter what, whenever there's either Rishon or Sheni, there's Isser Hesped Vatainus on both. The Rush, quoted in the Shilta Gibarim, the Torah brings down, has a very fascinating Shita. He says it's Dafka if you thought it was Adar. If you thought it was the only Adar, they were not Ma'abar the Shana, and you started reading Megillah, and then they told you it's going to be a leap year, that year, then you continue with the Hesped V'tainus, with the Isser Hesped V'tainus. But if you knew from the beginning that there was going to be an Adar Sheni, there's no Isser Hesped V'tainus. Only a second Adar. Sounds wild. And then you have another, and then you have another whole question about what about Suda? Tosfos says no Suda, and the Ran says it's a Chi of Suda. So there are a couple of more interesting things we have to work out, and then I gotta try to find the right. Oh, and then Parshios, of course.
That's fine. And then Suda's part of the question.
You like the Suda's? You saw the Suda's form, right?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned the Suda's form. Yeah. All right, so I have to figure out the right way to go through this, but. But also, yeah, also the question of, still not totally clear, I mean, that's the Ritva's suffix. If you're going to learn Ein Ma'avirin, does that mean if you missed it, you could read it in another Shani? I mean, it's interesting, because Tosfos was saying, it seems to be a question of the first answer and the second answer, no? We should think about that also a little more. It was the first answer saying Ein Ma'avirin wouldn't tell you B'di'evid. Right? So then it would seem if you're going to rely on Ein Ma'avirin, you should be able to read it in the second order.
Right.
Second answer saying, no, Ein Ma'avirin tells you everything, but you wouldn't know you sowed. Right? But that's just more the vague question. I just have a vague... I still like a vague sense about it. Is he learning that what were they actually misaking something when they said b'chol shana v'shana? Or did they just say we're just instituting the mitzvah this way, annual chiyuv of being of doing it, and you see they gave it all different days, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's not really a kiddush hayom thing like that. And therefore, it turns out, Mamela, that both days are equal. And it's an external... No, is Ein Ma'avirin an extraneous thing? Or are they saying, that's the way they were koveya because they took into account the idea of Ein Ma'avirin? That would be the machlokas of B'di'evit and L'chatchila. Right? That would seem to be the nafkamina. To do it. Right, I guess the Shanis would be saying it's not an annual. If you don't have the idea of Kol Shana V'Shana, you would say every time you have the opportunity to be Mazkir, the Nes of the events, you have to do it. So each one is good. Each one would have a Chiyuv. Right, you don't have to say Kedusha Yom. You just say it's like if you pass by a Makom that Nes happened, there's a Bracha you make. Pass by. Right, it's true. It's within 30 days, but but you would say you have to do it whenever you can. So you need Kol Shana V'Shana to tell you no. There's an overarching chiyuv of B'chol Shana V'Shana. The day is just selection of how to fulfill that chiyuv. That's what I was trying to get you to say, Chaim. That it's an annual, it's a mitzvah once a year to do this. And the day is just the vehicle. It's not the mechayev. If the day was the mechayev, then you'd have a problem.
Right, that would be
then it would either have to be both, or you'd have to know which is the right one. But if you'll say the day is just the vehicle of the chiyuv of the shana, then you can say either one would be a good one, so you have to pick it.
Either one is a good one, so you have to pick it.
You have to pick it. Because it's an annual chiyuv, and there are two possible ways.
Ein
Mavirin is telling you do the first one that you're pogea. Oh, we didn't discuss either. What's the idea of gula gula? That's awesome.